everybody. It's John Marks, the editor of CopsAlive.com, and I want to welcome you to another edition of Cops Alive Audio Bulletin. I'm very excited about our program today. My guest is Deborah Louise Ortiz. She is the wife of a retired New York State trooper, and she's embarked on a very ambitious project as one of the producers of the remarkable film Code 9, Officer Needs Assistance. They are working very hard to produce a film to educate the public about the dangers of law enforcement that many of us don't recognize and certainly the public doesn't recognize. And they are asking for your help. And so I would like to welcome Deborah and have her explain this project to us. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me. Really do appreciate this opportunity.
Well, thank you very much. And I already have a little background, so I'm going to thank you in advance. I know what you're doing, and I really appreciate your efforts. But let's give the audience an idea of what you're doing. Can you tell me about the project and then, you know, kind of give us the background about how this came about?
Well, my husband was a New York State trooper and also worked for the DEA. In the latter part of his career. And he did some undercover work for the DEA and, you know, did some remarkable work. I'm very proud of what he has done and what, you know, to help, you know, the war on drugs. He retired after 23 years. And, you know, we were very excited. We were very excited about his retirement and the opportunity to kind of finally live our lives. And the kids were grown and, you know, off on their own. And we were going to, you know, have time for us.
Yeah.
And things didn't quite work out that way. Mm. And shortly after his retirement, I started to notice a change in my husband, and I was a little confused as to what was going on. I didn't recognize him. He became very angry, bitter. He became withdrawn. Friends started to notice the change in him. He started to disappear on me. I had no idea where he was going, what he was doing. He just totally built the wall up, and nobody can pretty much break through that wall.
Yeah.
And then things just started to progressively get worse and worse. He started to, found out that he started to become a drug user himself. He was abusing alcohol and drugs, which was beyond belief for me, beyond belief.
Yeah.
You know, here's a man that worked for the DEA and fought, you know, this whole time, you know, trying to get the drugs off the street, and now he's in, you know, in a position where he's going to a drug dealer and buying them himself. It was a nightmare. And it just started to, you know, every day that I woke up, I was waking up into, a nightmare. It was just insane.
Yeah.
And he got arrested. My husband got arrested.
Yeah.
And it was for, you know, for drug use. I guess that was the point. At that point was when, you know, it was just, okay, what's happening here? What is going on? I just was beside myself. And it wasn't until, the judge, when we came up in front of the judge at his arraignment, she asked to see me in her chambers, and I went to talk to her, and she just said to me, what's going on here? And I'm in tears. I'm hysterical. I'm pretty much saying, please help me. I don't know what to do. I don't know what's going on. And she pretty much said, honey, your husband is suffering from PTSD. And we need to get him some help.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, it was like, you know, this light, you know, surrounded me, because I felt as if there's an answer.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. Of course, this makes sense. So as horrible as it was to hear that this may be his problem, there was also some relief involved in that. So, you know, he was mandated by the courts to seek counseling, which was the beginning of fully trying to understand what was happening. And in fact, he is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he started to seek counseling and, but, you know, it just, you know, things just continued to get worse and worse. He was in denial and all of this stuff. So my background is in theater. In New York, I've worked on projects in the theater world.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of the thing that I started to do was, in order to try to get some understanding, I started to write about our lives and trying to put it on paper. And I started to, you know, work on a play that dealt with this issue. And as I was doing that, I was doing research. And the more research that I did, the more informed I became, and the more I found how little is really being done to help men and women like my husband.
Yeah.
And I became enraged. I could not believe that, you know, that the departments, you know, were pretty much not doing very much. The only time that they were stepping in to help was when, you know, an officer was at a point that my husband was at, or even worse, at a point of wanting to die.
Yeah.
So that's how this whole project started. I called my producing partner and I said, yeah, we've got something we need to work on. And I started reaching out to some organizations. I called, I got in touch with the Badge of Life,
mm-hmm.
which is just been an amazing organization. I love those guys dearly, and they have been very instrumental in helping us reach out to families of officers who have committed suicide and officers who are suffering with PTSD. And Lisa is my producing partner.
Uh-huh.
We put whatever money we possibly can get together to start traveling and start meeting with these interviewees. And that's what you're seeing, for those who visit the trailer, that's what you're seeing. You're seeing the beginning steps of the interviews and of what we pulled together to give everyone an idea of what the feature film will eventually do for us.
Okay. This is a good time. Would you throw out the web address so people can go look at the trailer?
Well, there's two ways you can get to see the trailer. The name of our production company is Dangerous Curves Productions. And dangerouscurvesproductions.com will take you to our website. And there, you know, you'll be able to click on the area that says Kickstarter.
Okay.
We have started a fundraising campaign on Kickstarter.com. And they can also go on to Kickstarter and search for Code 9, Officer Needs Assistance.
Okay.
And you'll be able to view the trailer there.
Yeah, I want to tell people I've seen it. I've seen it a couple of times, actually. I'd seen it somehow earlier on before I'd even heard or made connection with you. And you're doing some fabulous stuff. I love the way it grabs the audience right from the beginning. I'm not going to give any of that away. I want people to go see it themselves. But your direction, your production value is outstanding. And I think you've really hit on something, and I love the way you're telling the story. So how can the people that are listening help you? And then, you know, tell us what your next steps are. Where's this going to go? What do you want to see it do?
Okay, so this fundraising campaign that we're doing, like I said, we you know, depleted our finances. It takes quite a bit of money to get a production of this quality, because, you know, it's really important to us that this is done in a very professional manner.
Yeah.
Because our plans are to take this to the world.
Mm-hmm.
That is our plans. We want everyone to know, you know, the public to know. This is not just for the law enforcement community. We want to be able to if at all possible, we want a theatrical release of this.
Yep.
If at all possible, we would like HBO Films to take a look at this. but it needs to be a quality film. It needs to tell the stories. It needs to be truthful. Yeah. So that is what where we'd like to see it going. So we're at a point now, like, oh, where are we going to get the rest of this money to do this? And so we found this website that works with a project like ours called Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. And what it allows us to do is to put our what we're working on up on their website, and it gives us 60 days to come up with a goal, you know, to try to raise a goal. And we, at this point, are looking for $25,000. Yep. And I thought, wow, how wonderful would it be if we can allow these family members, you know, police officers themselves, mm-hmm. to allow this community to get involved on the film.
Yeah.
They can actually help us get this film made. And we're offering, you know, film credits. We're looking, donations as little as $10 are going to be very helpful. But there are other incentives on the website that you can, you know, for, we have different tiers. And those who, you know, donate, every donation that you give, you'll get some kind of reward for it. And there are even tiers that you can actually get credit in the film as a producer. You know, there's associate producer, there's producers, there's different tiers. And we also want to let, you know, corporations can get involved. You know, if anyone knows of any that might want to, you know, help, you know, back a film. But it allows the community, and that there's a real sense of family for me. You know, I'm a cop's wife, and I feel like we're all family. And you know, how can we get the family involved? How can we get them involved and let them know that they're doing something, that this will allow them also to do something in order to demand the change that we need, and to help an officer from getting, you know that one officer who's watching it and says, you know, I'm ready to go and I can't do this anymore, that, you know, it's going to stop that officer from going to that horrible, horrible place.
Yeah, I recognize the film touches on a broad list of subjects. You know, again, I want to thank you because these are issues that even law enforcement isn't doing enough to talk about these issues. And the public is completely blind to most of them. And you're doing such a fabulous job with the production quality I've seen so far. And, you know, I can imagine how daunting this must be, but obviously you have a personal passion for it. And I commend you for inviting the entire community of law enforcement to get involved in this. That's a great idea. I love it.
Yeah. I like I said, it was, you know, because I've gone on to other, you know, websites and I've done a lot of research and I pretty much see it everywhere where, you know, there needs to be change. You know, everyone's demanding change and everyone's demanding, you know, how are we going to help? Well, you know, here's an opportunity. Here's an opportunity to do it on a grand scale. And, here, guys, here it is, and we can do this. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that we can do this. I'm going to complete this film one way or the other. I can promise you that this film will get completed. But it would be really great, really great to say, wow, look at this. We have an army of law enforcement, an army of the law enforcement community standing behind this film. So, guys, what are you going to do about it? There's real comfort in that for me. And I hope it is, you know, it'll be for everyone else too.
Yeah. So tell us what the future holds. It sounds like you still have a lot of work to do, and I'm betting that's going to kind of come to a standstill if you don't get this goal in the next 60 days, which you're actually less than 60 days now.
Yeah, no, it is. It's really, really important that, you know, we raise this money so that we can keep moving forward. We're at 34 days right now, so that's all we have left in the campaign. At this point, I'm working tirelessly with my partner. We are working very hard.
Yeah.
We are reaching out to everyone that we possibly can. We're all over the internet, and you know, we're doing everything humanly possible. And what we ask, this is what we ask. Even if, you know, you're in a position that you're not able to donate, what we ask is then send it on. Send it on to your family members. Send it on to your friends. You know, just that alone is going to be very helpful. Yeah. You know, we know that it's tough times for everyone. We get that. But we can still share, and we can let everybody know what's going on. And the more people that see it, that, you know, and I'm hoping that, you know, as you draw down closer to our due date, that, you know, people are really going to pull it together. But if this film, does, if this goal does not, you know, get reached by March 3rd, yeah, things will probably have to come to a standstill for a little bit, but you know, we're going to keep moving forward and seeing, you know, what we can do. And now I did want to mention that we have an organization that we have had the great honor of meeting, and they're called Operation Warrior Wellness. Mm-hmm. Now, Operation Warrior Wellness is a division of the David Lynch Foundation, mm-hmm. and David Lynch, the foundation, works with troubled children, you know, people other than, you know, David Lynch himself, other than the law enforcement world, and they teamed up with Operation Warrior Wellness, and they work with veterans with PTSD.
Yep.
And the work that they're doing with veterans with PTSD is through meditation. They have offered the course to my husband and myself, mm-hmm. and we have taken their meditation course. I was a little, you know, had some reservations about, you know, taking meditation and so on and so forth. But I have to tell you, wow, yeah. It has helped my husband and I tremendously. We truly believe in, you know, again, you know, every officer that's looking for help, my husband's into therapist and, you know, he's still in therapy. But, you know, they need to find what works for them.
Yep.
But Operation Warrior Wellness has offered to reach out to the law enforcement community, to those who want to try this avenue of helping, to use it as a tool to help with their PTSD. Yeah. And
we're
very, very, I'm sorry?
Well, there are plenty of tools out there, and everybody needs to find what works for them. And
Exactly.
But don't discount it just because you have a bias. Usually when I have to talk to officers about meditation, I tell them to think about it as just quiet time. They just have to let their mind quiet down just a little bit and don't even think about it as meditation, and that helps them a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, there's just a whole whatever about meditating, but it's been an amazing tool for both of us. Yeah. I highly recommend it, but, you know, just to get back to the organization, they have really been, you know, behind us, and they want to help us, and we're hoping that together that, you know, do some fundraising, that there'll be some money coming in from that end to help us complete the film. You know, we're trying to try that avenue too, you know, talking to other organizations that you know, do work and do good work and are willing to, you know, help us bring this film to completion. So, yeah, we're trying everything that we possibly can on this end. Yeah.
Keep up the good work. And I mentioned this to you before we started, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask, how's your husband doing?
He's doing well, and thank you for asking. He's doing well. Michael struggles on a daily basis. He is, you know, he's on a road to recovery. I don't know, you know, I don't think that anyone ever, you know, that this is something that he will carry with him for the rest of his life, but the way he deals with it is much better.
Yeah.
And he's open, you know, he's opened up, we're talking, and again, you know, he's seeking help, and he's sticking with the program, and, I'm very proud of him for all the hard work that he has done on helping himself. Because you know what the bottom line is? The bottom line is ultimately it's going to be up to that officer.
Yep.
And it's going to be up to that person to say that they're going to take charge of their own life. And we can guide them and we can tell them, here are these options out here for you. They're here for you. Yep. There are people here. You're not alone. But it's up to them to take that on. And it's not an easy task. I'm not making it sound like it's an easy task at all, because my husband would have never, my husband would have never went to a therapist. I mean, are you kidding me? He's a cop.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a therapist.
Right.
He would have never sat down in a therapist's office and talked to a psychiatrist. He would have never sat in a room and did his quiet time and did meditation. This is stuff he would have never done. So I'm very proud of him. Yeah. Very proud.
I'm glad. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And again, I want to commend you for what you're doing. Would you please tell us the web addresses again where people can learn more and where they can donate money?
Yes. It's Kickstarter.com. And when you get onto the Kickstarter, you would just punch in code 9, Officer Needs Assistance,
okay.
And it'll bring you up to our campaign. And then there's our website, which is dangerouscurvesproductions.com. And once on there, it'll also we also put a page up on our website and on the campaign on organizations that can get, you know, you can call to get help.
Mm-hmm.
And organizations and great stuff online, such as Cops Alive, that, you know, officers can get information on what they can do to take charge of their mental well-being. Bottom line, that's it.
Well, you know, it's a tough battle, and it's an uphill battle. And I think you are fully prepared for the fight, and thank you for what you're doing. Let me just say before we wrap up, on behalf of CopsAlive.com and the Law Enforcement Survival Institute, we would like to pledge $250 to your project. So I'll go online to Kickstarter.com, and I'll take care of that.
Thank you. This is very unexpected. Thank you very much.
No, you're very welcome. I love what you're doing, and I love how you're doing it. And it so needs to be done. And there needs to be so many more voices out there like yours, like ours, until we make a difference. And unfortunately, I don't really think we've turned the tide yet. And too many officers are suffering. And as you mentioned, too many vets are coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq. And many of those are police officers. And we're learning the hard way about PTSD and cumulative stress and all the other issues that come not only from combat, from extended periods of time in law enforcement. And somebody, you know, needs to take a stand, and God bless you for what you're doing, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I cannot thank you enough for this opportunity, and most importantly for that pledge.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We can do this. I know we can do this.
Yeah, I know you can too. And, you know, all I can say is just keep pushing on, because it is, this game is all about determination and perseverance. And you'll make that goal, but if it doesn't happen on that very day, don't give up. Keep pushing. Come back to us. We'll help you however we can. And, you know, keep up the good fight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for being our guest, and thank you for everyone that's listening. Please go check out DangerousCurvesProductions.com and Kickstarter.com. The name of the film is Code 9, Officer Needs Assistance. It is great stuff. Go check out the trailer. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Thank you for listening to another edition of Cops Alive Audio Bulletin. Tune in next time, and until then, stay safe and keep up the good fight yourself. I'm John Marks. Until next time.